What's up, everybody? Welcome to Moxie Bets, the first ever episode presented by Caesars Sportsbook. I'm your host, Katie Mox, and we have a great show for you today. My friend and sports betting analyst, host for the game day, Mr. Danny Brasco, is on today, the self-proclaimed king of the unders and a huge UFC and MLB gambler. Danny, welcome. How's it going?
It's going fantastic. I'm so excited to be here. A Brasco bet and a Mox lock. You guys are about to make some big money on this show. Thanks for having me, Katie, and I can't wait to get into it with you.
I can't wait to get into it, too, especially because I know you're a big MLB bettor, so I'm excited to see what's on your card tonight. But first and foremost, let's get into some Mox thoughts. And for those who know me and those who don't, I am the biggest San Francisco 49ers, Warriors, Giants fan, big Bay Area fan, and my Warriors won the title this year. They won in six. Very exciting. The parade is actually happening today in San Francisco, the first Champions Parade for the Warriors in San Francisco. But let's look to next year at 2023. Right now, the Warriors are the odds favorite at Caesars Sportsbook at plus 500. Next up, we got the Brooklyn Nets at plus 600, followed by the Celtics and the Bucks. Now, of course, there's a lot of value here in picking some of more of those long shots, but I actually think the most value is on the Warriors at plus 500. They've got that death lineup all coming back, Curry, Thompson, Poole, Wiggins, and you've got Kerr, the highest winning percentage in NBA playoff history. He is 22-2 in coaching in the playoffs. It's an incredible record. Looney, GP2, and Otto Porter Jr., they're all entering into free agency, but even if we don't get all of those back, you still have a lot of those young guys like Wiseman, Kuminga, and Moody. If I'm looking for some value here, I do think there is some value on the Bucks. The Bucks are at plus 750 here. I don't know that the Celtics would have got out of that round if the Bucks were fully healthy. So I do think there's some value there. Also, the Heat at plus 1400. I mean, I've been saying this for about a year now. I think that the Heat were the most disrespected team in the Eastern Conference Finals. The Eastern Conference at all. They won the conference in terms of their record. They had the best record in the league, and it took game 7 for the Celtics to beat them out in the conference finals. So I think there's a lot of value there. And then if we're looking at the West, I do think that the Memphis Grizzlies with Ja Morant, they definitely gave the Warriors the biggest run for their money. So I think there's some value there at plus 1600. All right, moving on to the NHL. So the Avalanche are up 2-0 in the Stanley Cup Finals, and they're currently at minus 600 to win the Cup. Tampa Bay is at plus 450. So the final series odds, they open at minus 195 for Colorado and plus 155 for Tampa. So where is the value right now if we're looking at the series at present? Well, obviously, it's not going to be in taking the Avalanche to win the series at minus 600. That is a bad, bad bet. I actually like this to go five games. So you could take the series total to go five games or Colorado to win 4-1. Both of those are at plus 200. In looking at the first two games, the only weakness that I see is the goaltending for the Avs. And honestly, it doesn't even matter because they're controlling the puck at an alarming rate right now. Tampa Bay only had 29 shots on goal in game 2. That is the lowest they've been held to in the entire playoffs. The Avs, they're just fast. They've got quick transition, and the Lightning can't seem to keep up with them. So I think that the Tampa Bay Lightning will squeak out one win here, but I think it's going to be over in five games. So that is what I'm thinking. Presented for the people by Caesars Sportsbook. Download and get started with a risk-free bet of up to $15. Terms and conditions apply. Must be 21 or older.
Tired of ads interrupting your favorite sports podcasts? Good news! Ad-free listening is available on Amazon Music, included with your Prime membership. Amazon Music offers the most ad-free top podcasts. Enjoy shows like First Take, Pardon the Interruption, and The Low Post, available ad-free and uninterrupted. To start listening, download the Amazon Music app or go to amazon.com/ESPNpods. That's amazon.com/ESPNpods to catch up on the latest episodes without the ads.
Hi, this is ESPN's Mike Greenberg, and ESPN Bet is ready to take you through all the biggest sports moments this spring. The official sports book of ESPN has exclusive offers and markets from Scott Van Pelt, Stephen A. Smith, and me. From the playoff intensity to finally getting out to the ballpark, there's no better time for sports fans. Sign up today, and new users get $100 in bonus bets for making any sports book bet. Download ESPN Bet today. What a play.
Must be 21 plus and present in select states. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. Terms and conditions apply. See app for details.
Now let's head over to Capper's Corner. And Danny, you heard what I had to say. I'm riding with the Warriors again at plus 500, although I do think there's some value later down. Who were you liking for 2023 NBA to win the title?
Yeah, I like a lot of your takes, some spicy ones there. Of course, I was expecting the Homer Warriors pick, but you're right, they're returning so many people, so it does look good. And as the odds-on favorite, it's hard to go against the Dubs. I mean, we just watched it happen, right? However, you mentioned one team that I got my eye on for a lot of the reasons that you already touched on. I like the Miami Heat at plus 1,400. They're so well coached. They're often disrespected. And more than anything, the trade rumors are about. You saw the tweet from Joel Embiid.
Yes.
Maybe it's time for him to get out of Philly and team up with another bad dude in Jimmy Butler. Those two guys together on the same team on a gritty Miami Heat, Eric Spoelstra-coached Heat team will just make it a tough night at the office. I mean, it's going to be awful to play against those guys. You put shooters around Embiid. You already have Strus, Robinson. You put more guys that can just run around screens and shoot while everyone crowds the big man in the middle. That team, under the mind of Spoelstra, could look really good. So look what they did this season when it felt like a lot of the times, where's their offense going to come from? They just bared down, made it happen. I think you add someone like Embiid could be a problem. So plus 1,400. He hasn't gone there yet, but I'm going to bet it in anticipation that that trade does happen, that deal does go through. And if it does, I bet you the Heat are quickly, you know, plus 600 all of a sudden.
Well, here's the thing. One, I agree with you. And I was riding hot and high on the Miami Heat all season long because, to both of our points, the amount of disrespect that went their way going into the playoffs this year, they were the fifth favorite to win the Eastern Conference Finals. And that was, of course, behind the Nets and the Bucks. And both of those got out in earlier rounds. And they had the best record in the East. And Jimmy Butler is an absolute monster and machine. Then you got Tyler Hero, sixth man of the year. I hear you, and I did see the tweet with Embiid that he wants to go to Miami and kind of floating that out there. I don't know in what world, though, that the 76ers are going to trade Embiid to the Heat in their division like that, but I do think that it would be absolutely electric. And again, even if they don't make that trade, they are absolute contenders in this conference, and at plus 1,400, I do think that has the most value. Now, when you look at the Milwaukee Bucks, though, at plus 750, you got to think, too, do you think that Celtics get out of that round if the Bucks were fully healthy?
No, I never believed in the Celtics. They kept proving me wrong. So, hey, you know, I had to eat my words a few times. But I totally agree with you. If they have Chris Middleton, they don't get through the Bucks. I thought the Bucks would beat them without Middleton. And look, all respect to the king, LeBron James. But right now, the best player in the NBA is Giannis Antetokounmpo. And when he has a full squad, it's tough to get through that team. So I like your take on the Bucks at plus 750. I totally agree with that.
Well, I will say the best player in the NBA, though, there's one player that won MVP over and over again this year, and his name is Stephen Curry. But I'll give you that. I love Giannis. I love the Greek freak. All right, let's go into Stanley Cup Finals. We've got Game 3 tonight. So you know where I stand in terms of the series right now. I think this is over in five. And look, I was on Tampa Bay in the beginning. I thought that the returning champs were going to come and handle business. But after I saw the first two games and how they just got outmatched in every single category by the Avs, I don't even see this going to six games. But when you look at this, when you look at the series handicap, total games, series correct score, is there any value that you find in this series so far?
Yeah,
or at,
I mean,
present,
honestly, we're looking at back-to-back champs in the Lightning, who are down 2-0 to an Avalanche team. Like you said, they're just steamrolling them right now. They can't hang. Well, the Lightning were down 2-0 to the Rangers. Guess what happened? They came back and made us all sad in New York. Why not take a chance if you believe in the three-peat and a team that's been there before? Why not take a small shot on the Lightning to pull it off at plus 450, come back and win this series? I think they got a shot. They've been here before. They have the championship caliber experience. And Katie, to the point, look, we've seen the Avalanche absolutely roll over them. Last game was 7-0. I love betting on overreaction spots, especially in the NFL. You're a big NFL person yourself, right? The Cowboys win 50-10, right? I'm betting against the Cowboys the next week because it's recency. It's the last thing we remember is 7-0. Look at the odds for the game tonight, minus 110. Even odds makers say the Lightning have just as good of a chance to beat the Avs tonight after they got absolutely demolished by them. I feel like they could steal this game. If it goes 2-1, those series prices are going to change drastically, right? Plus 450 right now, down 2-0 in a hole. If they win game three, that's going to go to, I don't know, what, plus 300, 250, whatever it might be. So if you do believe that the Lightning can do it, grab it now. Lightning to win the series, plus 450 on a dream.
On a dream. And I will agree with you. And that's kind of what I thought after game one, is that we saw this happen. We just saw it happen in the Eastern Conference Finals with the Rangers. The Rangers were able to score six goals in the first game versus Tampa Bay. The only difference here is even in those first two games against the Rangers, the Lightning were still out shooting the Rangers. And in this scenario, they are getting worked. They have outshot Tampa Bay. The Avs have outshot Tampa Bay in a total of 68-39 in the first two games. So they're not even getting close. They're just being manhandled on the blue line. So I agree with you. I totally agree in terms of recency bias. But I will say that the Avalanche are just doing better than even the Rangers did against Tampa Bay. But to your point, Tampa Bay is 7-1 on home ice in these playoffs. So then let's talk game three here. So what are some standouts to you for game three? Like you said, Lightning favored by 1.5 goals tonight, and the over-under is set to 6 goals. What are you looking at? And then I'll tell you what my play is.
Yeah, I alluded to it before. Look, they just lost 7-0. You come back, and they're minus 110. If you pick the money line, if you get rid of the puck line, right, who wins this game? Odds makers say that both teams have just as equal as a shot to do so. I think that speaks volumes, right? Most people are going to go take their money, remember the 7-0 game, and probably put it on the Avalanche because, well, they're taking care of business. But I think a lot of the sharp bettors and the pro guys are going to bet on the back-to-back champion bounce back. So if I had to take one here, I'm going to go Lightning money line and believe that they can make this a 2-1 series.
Yeah, I like that. I do think that the Lightning will get one win. It's either tonight or it's going to be in game four. But I actually like the under in this game. Like I said, Tampa Bay is 7-1 on home ice in these playoffs. Vasilevsky plays much, much better at home. They're going to have their home crowd behind them. I think they're going to step up defensively. I don't think the Avalanche are going to have quite the way with them that they have been. I'm not as confident in you are that they're going to win this game, though, just because they have been completely outmatched in the first two games. The Avalanche have outscored the Lightning 11-3 in games one and two. But again, I think their defense is better at home. I think the crowd's going to be behind them. And I do think that Vasilevsky has to have a bounce back game here. They're not going to allow as many goals. So I'm going to take that under six, even though the first two games, the over has cashed. I think we're going to see an under in this game. So that is what I'm taking there. Now let's talk about anytime goal scores. This is one of my favorite prop bets to bet in hockey. Who do you think is getting in the net tonight?
Let's go with the same narrative, right? I'm feeling that the Lightning bounce back. They got to fight for their lives right now. They're down 2-0 hole. Big players make big plays. Let's go with Steven Stamkos, anytime goal scorer. Got good plus money on that. He's the face of the franchise. He's been there forever. He used to be on NHL 2012 on the hockey game. I mean, this is Tampa Bay Lightning hockey is Steven Stamkos. So I think that he gets it done as, you know, the franchise guy for him. And if you look at the board, he's one of the bigger favorites. He's kind of shorter plus money than all the other guys. So I feel like odds makers are feeling like Stamkos gets one too. I was thinking maybe Kucherov, Stamkos, but those are the big guns on Tampa Bay. And I'm going to take Steven Stamkos to get it done tonight.
I like Stamkos as well. He's at plus 175 on Caesar Sportsbook. And the reason being, the Lightning have not been great on their power play in the first two games, and they definitely have to step that up. And if you look at it, he's had 16 power play games this series. So if they get on the power play, he's likely the one to score the goal. So I do like that a lot. I'm on the other side, and I'm taking Nathan MacKinnon, also known as Nate Dogg, on the Avalanche. He has 11 goals scored in the playoffs so far. He's got a plus minus rating of plus 13. Now, he has not scored in the first two games of this series yet. So to me, that means he's due. Anytime I drop money on this guy, he ends up coming through for me. So I'm going to take Nathan MacKinnon, but I do like Stamkos as well.
Plus minus of 13 is insane. That's like basketball
statistics. Plus 13.
That's outrageous.
The guy's crazy. He has 11 goals. I mean, he's been phenomenal. And again, no goals at all so far in the series. So I like him to have a bounce back here and get on the board. All right, Danny, let's look at your card for tonight.
Let's do it. We're going to get into some MLB here. And we're going to kick things off with a team that's not the sexiest but can be pretty profitable. And that's the Pirates. Okay. I'm going Pirates money line today. They're facing the Cubs, so it's not the, like I said, the most dazzling matchup on paper. But it's certainly a winnable game for the Pittsburgh Pirates. They've got JT Brubaker pitching. And I'm not really talking about Pirates pitching staff too often, but Brubaker's good, Katie. He's good. The thing is, he can't get any support from his teammates. The guy's 0-7, but he just no one scores for him. It's not because he's a bad pitcher. It's because he's losing 3-1 games, right? And his last two starts are both strong against the Cardinals and against the Braves, two very good NL rivals, both 3-1 losses. He's facing a guy and is opposing him on the mound for the Cubs in Caleb Killian, who's making just his third career start. In his first two, he did not do well. 9 innings, 8 hits, 8 runs, 7 walks. So we're looking for run support for Brubaker, a guy that's keeping the Pirates in games. I think they can hit off Caleb Killian. We got a good shot here. Pirates are coming off a walk-off win over the Giants last night in which Jack Sawinski hit 3 home runs, the last one going over the fence to win it for them. That's some awesome momentum coming into today. You're facing the Cubs here. I think they pick up a win behind Brubaker and get him his first win of the season. Give me the Pirates money line at minus 110.
I like that. I do think it's a little risky because, like you said, Brubaker, he's winless so far in 13 starts this season, 0-7. But to your point, not necessarily his fault there. Also, Pittsburgh, not hot against the spread, 2-8-0. So I think that goes back to what you said earlier in that more recency bias and not necessarily going too hard into what Brubaker's stats are in this and looking at the team as a whole and who they're up against. So I like this here. I mean, I feel like the Pirates aren't always the money line favorite here, but I'll ride with you on it.
And to your point, right? You don't often see the Pirates as favorites, so maybe that's saying something. This is a winnable game. It's a minus 110. We don't have to eat juice. We're playing the Cubs, right? I think the Pirates can pick up this win. They got some good young hitters, and I think Brubaker gets it done for them. But you're right. You have to bite down on something when you bet on teams like the Pirates. They can make it make it pretty sweaty for you sometimes.
Absolutely. What do you got next?
Next up, really good game here. Might be the game of the night on the card. Giants-Braves. And this is a fantastic pitching matchup. Logan Webb, ace for the Giants against Max Fried, ace for the Braves. The Braves were on scorching hot fire recently. They just recently finished up a 14-game win streak that the Cubs
unreal
win streak. Cubs actually brought it to an end. They lost a couple to them. But look, we're getting the Giants at plus 140 here on Caesars Sportsbook. I mean, on a Logan Webb start, when do you ever see that? Well, when you have to face a team that's as hot as the Braves, that's when. But San Francisco just got walked off by the Pirates. I just mentioned that. I mean, I kind of like when really good teams go through adversity and they come back in sort of a revenge spot. This is a big game. They got to get up for it. It's Webb versus Fried. You're coming off a bad loss where you got walked off and gave three home runs and a 4-3 loss to the same guy who basically single-handedly beat you. You can't feel good about that. But more than anything, I like regression to happen for the Braves here.
Yes.
After you win 14 in a row, you're going to lose some, Katie, right?
Yep, you have to. Unless you're the Yankees. I mean, they're winning everything, but yes. I mean, the Yankees might not lose again for the rest of the season as far as
I from your mouth to God's ears, Katie. You take a look at the next 10 games for the Braves. This is a rough stretch for them. After they had this great win streak, now their schedule gets tough. They got 4 against the Giants here. Then they go to LA to play the Dodgers. Then they got the Phillies. So they're in the thick of it here. I don't think you're going to see 10-0 here. You might see a 5-5 kind of rough trip on these tough teams. So I think this is a good spot. We're getting Webb again for plus 140. Too juicy for me to pass up on it. I know Max Fried is great, but I'm feeling a Giants bounce back after they got walked off last night. So at plus 140, I'm on Giants money line.
Well, you know I love this. One, because it's the Giants. And you're getting the plus money Bay Area. But to your point, too, look, Giants have won 7 of their last 9 games overall. Not as hot as the Braves have been, but certainly a hot team as well. And I like regression, too. 14 games is a lot. It was just snap, but they've won 15 of 17. So I do think that there's going to be some regression here. To your point, Webb has been phenomenal. He's 2-0 with a 1.35 ERA and 22 strikeouts in his career against the Braves. Giants also pretty good on the road. They are 43-21 straight up in their last 64 road games. So I love the Giants in this spot.
All right. And finally, we're going to close the card out today, Katie, with the Angels -1.5. Taking Angels -1.5 plus 105 on Caesars Sportsbook. And they're taking on the Royals here. Now for them, we're going to flip the narrative. I talked about negative regression for the Braves after winning 14 in a row. How about some positive regression for the Angels after losing 14 in a row? That's right. Not too long ago, they went through a stretch that they went 2-18 over the course of 20 games.
Unbelievable.
Disgusting. Yep. Disgusting baseball. They're back, Katie. Yeah. They're showing signs of life. They actually played a five-game series against the Mariners, in which one of the four games is a doubleheader. They took 4 or 5 from a division rival there. So, okay, they have a pulse. The Angels exist. The Angels might be in the outfield here. You like that? Good movie. I'm taking a look at them facing Chris Bubich today for the Royals, who, on paper, you don't really need to go to. It's not going to take rocket science to figure out that he hasn't had success this year. ERA is 8.39. However, you want to look deeper than that. ERA can be not totally indicative. You can have one bad start, and maybe it's blown up. So let's go a little deeper than that. His whip, walks and hits per innings pitched. How many guys are you letting on base? 1.89. Almost 2 guys on base every inning. That's trouble. Trouble on the base paths. And the Royals are not very good on the road as dogs. They're 11-20. Bubich gets worse on the road himself. Over 8.1 innings on the road, 13 hits, 9 runs, 2 home runs given up. I think the Angels are finding themselves again. They went through an awful period, but they're going to get their stride back. They're not as bad as they had been showing, and this is a very winnable game. I think they get it done by more than a run. Give me the Angels, -1.5 for +105.
All right, I love it. I've been laying off the Angels because they did burn me a lot earlier this season, and they just seem to be inconsistent in the last few years. You've got someone like Shohei Ohtani and Mike Trout. You'd think that they would be doing a lot better than they are. I trust you, and I do like this based on everything that you said, but for me personally, the Angels have just been rough for me and betting, but that's a pretty good card tonight. I like it.
I feel you, Katie. And sometimes you have to pick the spot more than the team, right? You're going to the window and betting Baltimore Orioles. No one's going to feel good about it. But you did your research on the spot, and sometimes they can be sneaky good. We got Noah Syndergaard, Thor, for any former Mets fans. I know some of the producers are. Thor starting tonight, so hopefully he can step up and get it done for them. But that's the card. Pirates, Giants, Angels. Let's go.
And now it's time to get into my Mock Locks. First up, I like this under 6 goals. Now, the over has cashed in the first 2 games in a hilarious fashion, certainly game 1. And when I checked earlier where the money is, 100% of the money this morning is on the over and within good reason, considered the first 2 had cashed. But if I look at Tampa Bay at home in the playoffs, in the 8 games, they've only allowed 16 goals. So there's an average of 2 goals per game allowed at home. I think this could be the lowest scoring game of the series. Vasilevskiy has to have a bounce back here. They're going to have their home crowd behind them. They got to do better defending the blue line. I think if they get a win, it's going to be at home tonight. So I like that under 6 goals.
I like that take a lot. I agree with you. The Lightning are going to have to kind of grit and grind one out, maybe make it ugly, play on the back of their defense, have Vasilevskiy stop some shots. And that style of play, I think, would be more conducive to a win for them at home here. So I like your take on the under a lot.
Yeah, absolutely. And I think, in order for yours to hit, in order for Tampa Bay to win, the under kind of has to hit because if the Avs can go gangbuster again, then, I think we're both SOL on this one. So we got to hope for the under if Tampa Bay is going to win this game tonight.
Yeah, you can't get into a shootout with the Avs.
You can't. All right, my second bet. I'm taking Nathan MacKinnon shots on goal over 4.5. That's at -140. We already know that I like him to score a goal tonight for the Avs. He's averaging over this mark at 4.6 shots a game during the regular season. That's gone up to almost 6 in the playoffs. And in the last 4 games, he's actually averaged 7 shots on goal. He's hit over this mark in 10 of 15 games in the playoffs. Seems like an easy one to me at -140.
Yeah, that's interesting. I mean, typically, even for some of the best NHL players, you see their shots on goal line set at around 3.5. This guy, MacKinnon, 4.5, and odds makers are putting some juice on it at -140. The guy's getting 6-7 shots up a game. Sounds like a pretty safe bet in a big game for the Avs here. So I can see it. I like that too.
All right, and for my third bet, we're in agreement here. I like the Giants versus the Braves. I like the under 8. I like the Giants to win this game, so I'm agreeing with you, but I'm taking the under at -110. That's over at Caesars Sportsbook. Like you said, we've got Webb versus Fried. Webb is 6-2 with a 3.43 ERA. He threw for 7 scoreless innings with 5 hits allowed in his last start. We've got Fried, who's 7-2 with a 2.90 ERA. He allowed 4 runs in 5 2/3 innings in his last outing. four of the Giants' last five games, and six of the last eight have gone for seven or fewer runs. The under also 7-1-2 in the Giants' last 10 outings. I think we're going to see just a pitcher's battle tonight, so I like this under 8 runs. And I like the Giants to win.
I love it, Katie. Let's go. Webb versus Fried. That's a duel right there. Fried, like you said, last start, only 5 2/3, 4 runs. That's probably his worst start of the year. He might be due for a bounce back here. It's going to be a gem. I like it.
All right, to recap, I'm taking the under 6 goals in Game 3 tonight, Stanley Cup Finals. I'm taking Nathan MacKinnon, shots on goal, over 4.5, and the Giants versus the Braves, under 8 runs. Danny, thank you so much for joining us and dropping all of your knowledge. Let the people know where they can find you. Yes, absolutely. More to come. This is Moxie Betts, presented by Caesars Sportsbook.